in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
So many buttons, so much to push. Welcome back. Oh, hold on.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy. Uh-oh, hold on.
Come on now.
Say it one more time.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And thank y'all for joining us in commemoration of last week's episode. We want to bring you our deepest, darkest.
Definitely darkest.
Love, light, and flight voice.
Oh, yeah.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Welcome back, Corey.
What's up? What's up, y'all? What's up?
El, how you doing?
Everything's good. Everything's good. You know, lovely, beloved.
I didn't want to be the first one to crack in this nigga here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to B Mac.
Shout out to B Mac.
I know. I'm really on my B Mac flow.
We got our
glasses. He made it look real cool. So I'm like,
glasses.
Coming with the hat, the shade. Feeling myself. If I could have sex with myself, I would.
How are y'all?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, for the listeners, we all have dark shades on.
You don't have to explain it.
Nah, they got to go to the YouTube and watch to see
this
how.
This is true.
They got to watch how.
Well, somebody might be new.
Nah, so they ain't new.
You never know.
Well, they not
I
new.
Be having new people log in
oh, you
every
do?
Week. Yeah, I really do.
You
I
have
really
new
do.
People and you've been here for 3 months. And now you got new people?
I'm Ooh. Talking about new people almost every other week. So don't play with me. Don't come for me.
You know what? Something I can't do now that we're on camera. Blow my nose.
Look at it, he's in
we
there
can see
too.
You. We can see you.
Yeah, okay. We can see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we can see you. It's real.
It's
real quick.
Oh. Hey, while you did that, I picked Let mine real
see
quick.
All that.
There we go.
I'll see you over there, beloved.
All right. Corey, how was your vacation?
I wouldn't call it a vacation. I just had to go pick up my baby.
Okay.
It was a nice quick trip.
Quick trip.
Nice quick okay. trip.
I just want to let you know that was an occurrence. It was a scheduled vacation time. So you got
unplanned vacation.
There we go.
You got one occurrence. You missed two shows, but it was consecutive shows, so it wasn't like, you know.
We're not about
you didn't
to
miss
that.
Two separate weeks. It was like one. It ran all into the same. So you missed two, but it was just one occurrence. So you get three occurrences until you get a write-up. So, next occurrence is a verbal warning.
Yeah, ain't let me go nowhere.
At the verbal warning, what's next?
Write up.
There you go.
Yeah, write up. So,
I'll talk to HR about it.
pick up the phone. Just say hello. Say hello, Corey.
Don't set me up.
Say hello.
Hello.
HR speaking. L, how was your week?
Pretty good. I went out shooting, which okay. I haven't been out in a while.
Uh-huh.
Went out shooting. What else I did? I went to Myrtle Beach real quick and see an old friend. And that was it yesterday.
Why ain't you no invite friend. to the shooting range? I don't understand. I heard it going, you know, going off.
I was
going
to say
nobody told me nothing.
Oh.
Okay. Nobody told me nothing.
You had to be invited.
Yeah.
Go ahead, no. You can't just go once you go back there. You need to be on the back of his truck. You know why?
She didn't feel like walking that far. That's what it was.
Nah, it's. I got. If I'm walking, I got to put long boots on, jeans, or like. Come on, man. He know.
But that's all I did this week, man. You know, chilled out. You know,
that's it.
What about you, Mike?
Let me see.
Any basketball going on?
Good question. It is basketball's going on.
Y'all made it to the championship or something?
No, I mean, today is the last day of the regular season.
How many games y'all niggas got, man?
I don't know. I mean, you know, 16-team league. We ain't even playing everybody. Next week is the start of the playoffs.
Mm. Okay.
So it might be our last game.
I was just about to say, I was just about to ask, how's it going? Y'all been winning any?
No, we haven't won any more. But yeah.
Do you consider your team good?
No, not as a team, no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I know you. So you out there talking shit. Come on, man. Why you didn't just, you know.
Not like that. You can't do that with, like, when you playing sports because you don't want to. It's a way you can, like, talk to people and you'll just make them disheartened.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of talk to them a certain way to kind of build them up. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, like, just be, like, talking trash.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Give me a scenario.
Well, I'll give an example of something that's a clip you can look up. It was Patrick Ewing, and he was coaching his players. And I guess the player did like a one-legged fadeaway shot like Dirk. And he was like, why did you take that shot? I have never in my life seen you practice that shot. What made you take that shot? So that's the kind of like,
you know. That's you all the way. That's you. Yeah.
I'm like, you know. The basket is wide open. Why did you run straight to the corner? You know, that kind of stuff. Like, okay. You know. And then a lot of the guys on the team younger, you know, 19, 20, maybe 21, something like that. So
yo, chill out, Unk.
No.
You ain't
nobody Unk's, called you Unk?
You ain't Unk status?
No, I'm OG.
Okay.
OG older than Unk.
I'm still OG, though. Them niggas young enough to be my kids. So.
Yeah.
19,
I'm OG. 20, yeah.
I'm OG.
I don't know.
My bad, OG.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Then yesterday I took my cousin / nephew. He, you know, my cousin's son or whatever, but he got invited to this combine for the Army All-American game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my cousin didn't want to drive. He wanted me to help him drive, but I was like, well, That trip ain't nothing to me.
At all.
So I was like, I'll drive back there and back if you pay for my food. My cousin was like, I'll pay for your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All the driving. It wasn't nothing to me. So I drove him there. We, you know, watch him do all of the drills and stuff. And then came home. So.
What y'all eat? Shit.
I mean, we ain't went nowhere. But like, for breakfast, we went to Bojangles. And for lunch coming back, we stopped. Well, after the thing, we stopped at Culver's.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was our first time going to Culver's.
Is that like a carved chicken and stuff like that?
Or? No, Culver's is a burger place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're good. They got some good burgers. Right. Yeah, I mean, had to get that Swizz on mine. What about what have y'all been watching this week? Y'all watch anything interesting?
I feel like I have not. I wouldn't say interesting.
I watched a fight last night.
What?
You did?
Yeah, I watched. Yeah. I watched up until round 7, 8.
For real?
Yeah.
It was so boring those first 5 rounds.
Man.
Okay. All right. So it wasn't just me because I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah, that shit was boring.
It was so boring.
First 2 rounds, all together, they might have had 20 punches all together.
No, really? Lie.
First 2 rounds. Yeah.
I didn't even know the first round was over, and then I looked down and saw round 2. I said, when the first one ended.
The fight before that was them boys was throwing blows.
Oh yeah.
But then you know but I ain't really no boxing fan like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hear niggas talk about Tank.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? But I didn't care.
Tank lost last night.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. They called it a tie.
He took that knee. He took a knee saying that shit was in his eye from his at the end of the fight. They explained why he took a knee.
Then they started booing him.
Oh, they booed him. He was like, why y'all booing me like I'm lying?
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
Nigga, because you is lying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't respect these niggas.
That right there was, because, all right, for the people that didn't see it or hear about it, he complained that the grease from him getting his hair done a couple of days before went in his eye, was burning his eye. This is boxing. If you got cut and blood went in your eye, it'd be the same thing. They're not going to stop the fight for you to keep on going.
That's your fault you put grease in your hair.
It's his fault all around.
Cut your hair.
You can't take no knee.
Yeah, cut
take
your hair.
Take a knee. Pause. Yeah. Hold on.
Just run around the ring.
You should have ran. Run and wiped it on. Jump and run on.
How much these niggas weigh? Like 140?
Could be less than that. 130, 135 or something like that.
Yeah.
Damn,
I don't want
to
see.
Had to go.
I don't want
to
see these little girls. I mean, little kids fight.
Hey, but they skilled though. They skilled. They could beat any of us up in right now.
No,
they definitely
in a regular street fight.
Yes. Oh, no. Not a street fight.
No, no, no.
Not a street fight.
I'm not scared of no 130 nigga.
Yeah, not street fight. No, but their skills and you know, I tell a lot of people. I tell if you train or box just a little bit, you already got the upper hand on a regular street nigga.
Yeah,
yeah, in a boxing fight.
Yeah, any that first three hit fight.
It ain't gonna. But them teeny niggas, it's only gonna be super effective. They fighting them teeny niggas.
Yeah, but they're skilled though.
You think a 135-pound skilled nigga gonna knock you out on the first three punches?
No, he could fold you though.
Where he gonna hit you at?
That kidney.
You think he can get you?
You think he can get to your kidney?
No, not me. I'm built a little different.
Exactly.
I'm built a little different. Thank you. But that kidney shot. Yeah,
he can fold a lot of people. His arms too short to reach around to your kidneys.
Yeah, mine's. Yeah, you're right. That's why I sound built different. But you know, they are skilled.
They skilled. Yes, yes. But I'm not interested. I'd rather watch Clarissa Shields fight than watch these niggas fight.
That's like fighting a nigga.
It was very boring.
She like 140 something though. Maybe 150 at her last. But she went up. But
I think that's considered. She was considered heavyweight too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A 135 man. I was 135 in middle school. Like,
I can't say
that. And how tall is these niggas? Like, you can't be but so tall being 135.
Nah, they little
as
dudes.
A man.
They little dudes.
5'5". Kevin Hart they be better off fighting Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart ain't got no chance, zero chance.
Kev got some.
You can't put nobody in there that same
like
size.
He can throw some hands.
Yeah. He might can wrestle. What do you think?
Wrestle.
Wasn't he a wrestler?
I don't know.
He looked like a biter.
Yeah. But yeah, I did watch a little bit of that. Y'all watch anything else?
I was watching Real Housewives of New York.
Like it's some new ones or old ones? Oh.
It was the latest season. Entertaining.
Is it like Staten Island type ladies up there or is it like
Nah, they New Yorkers.
Staten Island.
A couple of them nobody counts that now. Staten Island is our cousin. It is what it is. I said it. Right. Yep, I said it. I love y'all.
Why y'all take y'all glasses
everybody
off?
Everybody know. I mean, I put them on because you know this light is a little bright.
Hollywood.
Y'all already know. You know, I'm just going to keep these on. I'm on my B-Mac flow today. But everybody, we love our Staten Islanders. They just don't never come across, they don't never get off the island.
My
generation.
Only real Housewives I watched was, you from Staten Island. That is right.
That's why I'm doing all that.
That's why he kept. I was like, why does he keep clean? I forgot.
Nah, you know, I grew up in Staten Island. Yeah.
Nah, but he came out. Their generation came outside. Like the Staten Islanders, my age.
Don't try
and
to
like
clean
younger,
it up. Don't try to clean it up.
I'm not cleaning it up. The Staten Islanders, my age, they didn't leave Staten Island. That's why when they do finally come, you know, off the island.
Yeah, you might be kind of.
And they'd
right.
be like, Staten Island. And we'd be like, yo, y'all didn't come outside until now.
What did y'all
Nobody leave? Knows y'all.
Did y'all leave Brooklyn?
We sure did.
Oh. Yeah, Brooklyn was all over. That's
Brooklyn
where,
was all over.
That's
Brooklyn,
where I was born.
Well, you got to say Harlem. Technically, they Manhattan, but you got to say Harlem. You know who didn't journey as much?
Queens.
Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx didn't come
Bronx
that far.
Bronx didn't. They didn't come far. Queens journeyed.
Is it far in the Bronx? Where's
Not
the Bronx?
Not really. Like.
It's further.
It's further, but it's not.
Maybe they have.
It's like
maybe it's funner in the Bronx.
Put it as Harlem, like Harlem slash Manhattan
Washington Heights.
Is the
you
center.
You don't want to leave Washington Heights.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Cardi Barty gang, come get her.
Yeah, I was going to say that's where the Puerto Ricans are.
Yeah, the Puerto Ricans. Heights is not really considered
Dominicans and
the Bronx
and the weed.
Washington Heights ain't the Bronx.
No.
Where's Cardi B from?
She's from the Bronx. Isn't she South Bronx?
I thought she was from Washington Heights.
She's not from the Heights.
Heights is just like at the very top of Manhattan.
What's the project?
I don't know
in the
how
Bronx?
To explain it, but it's the
What's
very
the
top, like
the
Dykeman. It's Dykeman and Washington Heights. And they're literally the very top
What's
of
the
Manhattan.
Projects in the Bronx?
There's a whole bunch
it's
of
so
them.
So many.
What's the main one?
Fat Joe's from He rap about it all the time.
Terror Squad. I don't know.
He's from either way.
Like it's main projects that people know, like you know the
where hip hop is supposed to be from is from projects in the Bronx.
The South Bronx.
I couldn't tell you the name.
So you watched Real Housewives of New York. What else?
No, that's pretty much it.
Mm. What about you, Elle?
I binged that kind of sort of.
I watched a documentary, Tom Green. You remember him?
Yeah, who don't remember Tom Green? That's hold up. Yeah. For you to ask that question, I feel disrespected.
Nah, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Did you watch Freddie Got Fingered?
Of course.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure.
Freddie Got Fingered. Yeah, that name is crazy.
Did you know it? Watching that movie and then realizing why they named it Freddie Got Fingered during the movie was crazy.
So wait, I might have to watch it again because I don't remember why they
going to like Freddie. No, Tom Green wasn't Freddie. His brother was Freddie. His little brother was Freddie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Tom Green's character would always beef with his daddy because he was like a slacker. He was doing like weird stuff all the time, making weird songs. And Tom Green accused his dad of fingering his little brother.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't remember it all the way like that.
Yeah, so that's why they called it Freddie Got Fingered.
Well, I'll be watching it today.
Yeah. He made a song. He had, like his dad had came home from a hard day's work or whatever, and Tom Green had the piano, and he had sausages stringed to his finger. He's just playing a song to my daddy. Would you like some sausages? It was so funny, man. Me and my homeboy. That was a silly.
So you know Tom
movie.
Green?
Of course. Okay. He had his own show on MTV.
The Tom Green Show.
Yeah.
This is a thing, ping, pong. This is the Tom Green Show.
This is my favorite show because it is my show. Like that. Yeah. He had one like a special episode because he had testicular cancer. He had like, you know what I'm saying? So he got one of his balls cut off and they filmed it and they put it on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Green was crazy.
Wow. Like, yeah.
I think the craziest thing I seen him do was I think he was kissing or humping a dead cow or deer or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Everybody started, you know,
that's
talking
when they turned
about
against
it.
Him.
He close to it. It was almost over then. It was almost over then. But that's when MTV was at its height, man.
Yeah, that was the height. The late 90s.
Real World, the fighting Real World, not the, you know, the model Real World where everybody looked good and all that.
Yeah, because they switched up after they, you know what I'm saying, they did switch up. What was that documentary on? It's on some app, you don't know.
I caught it on the app, but I think it's a Hulu documentary.
A Hulu documentary.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty good. It was him doing the documentary, you know, interviewing the friends and stuff like that and interviewing his moms.
Wasn't it a guy?
The quiet guy that sat next to him?
His name was Glenn or something like that.
Yeah.
He had a song like Glenn Likes His Sister's Boobies.
Yeah. He's in it too. They brought him because Glenn didn't talk.
Yeah.
Glenn was quiet.
He was real quiet.
Just sitting next to him. But they brought him in there. That was pretty good. I watched that. And I don't know if I told you about the Son of Ecstasy, the Sammy the Bull documentary.
I heard Sammy the Bull lamps in Miami with Pool. Go ahead, my bad.
You're so stupid, man.
Jones liked that line right there, what I just said.
That was basically about, you know.
Sammy the Bull?
Sammy the Bull's family. Because really, he's supposed to have took the rap for his family selling Ecstasy.
Oh.
But it was a documentary with them. They basically it was them telling the story.
Mm.
So, you know, that's all I've seen recently. I watched the fight, like I said, and here and there stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old stuff. I watch a little bit of old stuff.
I watched Common Side Effects. That's still going on. Good little show.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Adult Swim.
Okay.
On Sundays, and you can catch it the next day on Max. I didn't know that Max. Like shows like that, when they're going to air them on Max, I thought they might come out at like midnight or 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put it out till 9 in the morning
mm.
next day on Max. Just a little bit of information for you. Paradise. Everybody's starting to talk about Paradise now on Hulu.
Yeah, I heard.
It comes out every Tuesday, so Tuesday will be the season finale. And it's gotten real good. Invincible. It's boring. Okay. And Abbott Elementary came back this week. And it was I don't know how long it's been. Both of y'all got kids, but y'all kids' ages is kind of apart.
Mm-hmm.
And when your kids was going to school or whatever, was there, did they do the 100 days of schooling and everybody dressed like old people?
Like an old person. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They still do it.
I'm saying, did they do it when his kids was?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably did, but my kids is different.
Yeah, they just didn't want
to
do it.
My kids ain't. They wouldn't want to do it.
Because I don't know. It seemed like it's fairly new.
What, 2 years ago, your son did it, right, Corey?
No, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it?
Mm-mm. They just had one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My son had ripped that stuff off his body. Like, what is this?
Because my homeboy's son did it, and he dressed like an old man. He had the mustache and the gray hair and stuff. But that was the premise of the episode. Like, it was the 100th day of class, mm-hmm. of school, mm-hmm. and they had the kids dressing up like old people. And,
yeah, and she was like, who are you dressed up? Yeah. I'm dressed up as you.
You, honey. Yeah.
You, honey.
Because you 100 years old.
And she looked at her like.
Yeah. But I saw it, and I want to ask y'all that, like, when did it start? So, because we never did that. And I can't remember them doing it when my oldest set of nephews were coming through school, and they, like, 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, but your son is in the age where they'll be doing that.
Yeah,
so.
I know it's been around for like a solid
10 years, maybe.
8 years.
Like, yeah, eight, something about eight. Right. So, but his kids wouldn't have been that old enough to do that. I mean, they would have been older 8 years ago then.
But I think, but.
Because they don't do it in high school, do it.
His daughters, they not with that.
Mm.
My daughters
wouldn't. Not doing
that.
They wouldn't do that.
And one thing, y'all, since we had the video game episode,
mm-hmm.
I've been playing Uncharted.
Get out of here.
Look at you. Look at you. Exploring,
just
huh?
But
who would have thunk?
I be cheating because they got playthroughs on YouTube. And if I can't figure it out,
that's why.
I go to YouTube and figure out what to do.
They got hints. Why are you not using the hints?
Because sometimes the hints still don't do enough, especially on the first and the second one.
You don't play enough. That's why.
Yeah, I be playing sports games. Stuff I figure out, but other stuff, you know.
When
what
you
saying?
Play enough adventure games, you don't need no help.
Oh, look at you. Look at the big brain on Brett.
Oh, yes.
We got an email, y'all.
Okay.
From the homie Philly. It says the return of the Mac episode. It says your bull, your L, your Corey. The MOVE bombing took place on May 13th, 1985. Philly, were you alive in 1985?
Yeah, he was.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That would only be 3 years older than myself.
I don't know. He gonna email back. I wonder if he was alive in 1985. Because I was only 4. He's some years younger than me. Anyway, he said it happened in West Philadelphia, Osage Avenue to be exact. MOVE was a black liberation group. Yeah, well, I couldn't figure out the phrasing. Because we would say like activist group or whatever.
Yeah, activists. We were saying all sorts of stuff.
He said, long story short, they basically occupied a crib in West Philly, lived like savages, got into a shootout with the law, and got a bomb dropped on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how did it... Cause people think like documentaries like paint a picture of like this is what really happened,
mm-hmm.
but all documentaries have like a little slant to them,
a back end to it.
Well, not even a back end. Like they kind of want you to lean toward certain sides of, you know what I'm saying.
That's what this documentary mm-hmm. did.
So it made you lean toward what side?
Towards
the MOVE people side.
The MOVE people.
Like they ain't did nothing wrong.
Yeah, they, you know.
But
they did have a lot of complaints. They used to have like this. Megaphone that I guess certain you, time of the day they
when
kinda,
you say complaints against them,
yeah,
okay, but
like
go ahead,
police
continue.
Police were called,
yeah, because so
they basically, you know, would talk on a megaphone. I guess they would, you know, say scriptures or whatever, but
kind of like the Islam people do,
exactly,
when so, they about to pray.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
No, for real, like when it's time to pray, they do a they have a prayer call thing. They do it like overseas and stuff. Like I seen it in
yeah,
like Palestine and stuff. They like play it's the like loudspeaker. And then there'll be somebody like saying something, calling the prayer.
Doing the prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was it.
You thought I was trying to be derogatory?
Nah, there was there was a handful of things that, you know, they complained about. Yeah.
So was that slant towards the movement or against the movement or?
Well, the documentary end up being against the police.
Against the cops.
Because, you know, they showing the footage of her coming out burnt. They showing the footage of
her. Who is her?
One of the main.
Main women.
The elder ladies of the documentary. That's basically, you know, it showed the family coming out and the ones that did come out or could come out and stuff like that. And they talked about how the police tried to flood them out first and they wouldn't come out and stuff like that. So they end up dropping a bomb then. And they let the fire, they wouldn't let the
fire department come in.
Fire department come in. They would let it burn.
He said 11 people died in the bombing.
Yeah.
Say he haven't seen the documentary, but I need to watch that, John, to see if it's accurate.
Yeah.
He said Diddy's lawyer dropping off the case is strange. I wonder what made him do that. Hopefully Diddy is able to get a top tier replacement. So the guy isn't just Diddy's lawyer. He was a part of that team, and he wasn't the main one. But
he probably wasn't getting paid right then. He needed.
Well, no, I got an article about that today.
Oh, okay.
They explain why he dropped off. He says $30,000 a person on that turned over Delta flight. Nah, I need more than that. Yeah, so they get. Delta is offering them $30,000, but it's not like you get this $30,000, you can't sue us. It's not like that. So they just take it
and keep doing what you gotta do.
Yeah, yeah. So I definitely would take the $30,000 and still sue.
Pocket money.
My neck, I need a backyotomy. said the I told y'all niggas girl was one of Boosie's daughters. Mm-hmm. I think we said that, didn't
we? We did say that.
She made that video when it was announced that he was coming home. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You got to get that.
I got it.
That sound bite.
I got it. I thought it was on this board. It's on the other board, though.
Told y'all, nigga.
He said DSP stands for Digital Service Platform. Did we say that, too?
Look at the brains on bread. Yeah, he's saying all the stuff we said already.
Smart ass nigga over there. That's how he got over there, because he's so damn smart. Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next on regular. Liz Jones, Philly. Shout out to you, Philly. Thank you for Philly. And partner. Did we say digital service provider?
We did.
I do say platform.
We said, yeah, it might have been off a word or something.
Yeah. Get us right, Philly. Shout out to us.
We was cool. Oh, yeah. We didn't say it. Oh. B-Mac said it.
B-Mac did say it. We was trying to figure
it out. We was asking him, so what that mean? He was like, oh, hold on, let me put my glasses on.
Y'all got to channel him.
Yeah, he was. He did have his head leaned to the side a lot.
You know.
Yeah, he did. all right, we got a few list episodes. I mean, list emails too, so we're going to read them on the list episode. We got one from, this name says Kahori Sign. Kahori Sign says, Return of the Mac.
Are they Chinese?
Well. Konnichiwa. Ah. What was that? Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I was Chinese.
Speaking of Philly, one of Philly homeboys has a podcast called The Realest Podcast Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he told a story about him and his wife going to this, I think it was him and his wife going to this Chinese restaurant. And it was like a picture of an admiral on the back, like a Chinese general or whatever on the back wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he was just, you know, waiting to, you know, paying or whatever. And he was like, he's like, yeah, I seen the person on the wall, John, or whatever. I was like, yeah, so is that General Tso right there?
General Tso?
General Tso or whatever. They was like, they basically saw him like, nigga, what? Like, General, then he found out that that's not a real person.
A real person. Oh, yeah, like that's Tso's chicken. General,
so shout out to Matt from the Realest Podcast. That was a hilarious story. But anyway, Kahori Sign says, Well, it's nice to be on the other side of the fence. Since I was absent, this person is normally here. And since I was absent, I feel that it's only right I email the crew. Well, thank you. We appreciate you. First and foremost, L planning to be a gym creep is diabolical.
I wasn't planning. I just asked him.
Nah, he said, you know, you got to get on the treadmill.
Yeah, and stare at a bitch.
And stare, right?
I didn't say
make
that.
Make sure wherever you working out, you can see her. She's in your, your tunnel
vision.
She's
doing her steps. You got to sit right on the bench right in front of her.
I didn't say that.
And smell her
diabolical
essence.
I just said, you know, sometimes it gives you something to focus on. Something, you know.
No, I don't think he is.
Not a gym creep.
Kohorai says, hello, Brandon, in B-Mac's real voice, took me out. Shout out to B-Mac for keeping my seat warm. Hey,
yo. Yo, watch out now.
Also, I don't appreciate y'all judging B-Mac for watching The King of Queens. That's a really good show. We didn't.
Y'all was playing him.
Because he was coming out with crazy
shows. I was like, oh. And then he started saying the black shows. Oh, okay, there go, the black shows.
But the first
King of Queens.
The first show you name out is King of Queens during Black History Month.
Yeah, and we talking about Martin and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut mama leg off and her wheelchair is nasty work. Who said that?
You.
I did. What was talking about?
Yeah, I was talking about the when people come down with COVID taking elderberries and you was like, y'all can take juice, but until if it don't work no more,
cut
like,
give
me the powder. Give me the white powder. Make me feel better. Cut mama leg off. Damn. We'll get her a wheelchair.
Yeah. I don't remember.
When I heard that, I was like, "Jeez, how we get so dark?"
And then the end of Korai, Sain says, "I don't want to write a long email, so to end this, Diddy's lawyer dip because there's some darkness in that case. Just saying. See y'all in a minute. Look for it or to your left. Oh yeah, gotcha.
If the slow." Get explained to the listeners who Korai Sai is.
Let me tell you something.
Because I mean,
they don't understand, I'm not. You think our listeners are dumb as
some
F word?
Some people,
dumb as a box of rocks.
Some people, you got to explain certain things.
I'm not explaining certain things. This isn't power. I have Wire listeners.
So okay,
I have listeners smart, like people that got to watch The Wire, who like watching a show like Power. They'll like narrate something on Power when a normal listener would just watch it, could just watch it and pick up on it.
They're missing it.
Yeah, yeah. I got listeners that who don't miss.
Okay.
I forgot about this. Shout out to Korai Saiyan also.
Shout out.
We appreciate
big up.
Email. We got a email from the homie DJ Highstar from Carolina Sports Talk Podcast. He says, my brother with the fist, you know, the pump on strong emoji, in a medium brown tone, too. He didn't use the white people's tone. Says, hey, y'all, what's good? Hope all is well. R.I.P. Roberta Flack. Oh, God. And R.I.P. Angie Stone. Way to bury the lead.
Yes.
And I forgot Roberta Flack passed this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beginning and top of the week.
Killing us softly. Did she die? It was last week or Monday. We found out about it. She died
Monday. Really considered last week after when they hear this.
No, I'm saying in real life, did she die Monday?
I think so.
It was Monday when that news came out.
I think
what
so.
What was the 24th? That was the day.
That was Sunday then.
Monday.
It was Monday? Yeah. Okay. Monday.
We were right.
Yeah. Very heavy losses for us older black people, 80s babies and older. So I got to write in the Jones show about this. To go more in depth and give Angie her flowers. Just wanted to show respect, not to mention her daughter attended school in Orangeburg as well. Two music legends.
Yes.
She's
from South Carolina.
Yeah, she's from Columbia.
First rap group around and all that too.
Yeah, one of the, I think female. The first rap, female rap group, period.
Yeah, yep.
This week has been crazy all around. Student at Southern University that was pledging and passed away. Condolences to him and his family. I see where you conveniently left out who they were pledging, DJ Highstar.
Who was he pledging? I want to know.
I'll let DJ Highstar write back in.
Who was he pledging? Talk about it.
Yeah, and tell us.
Tell us how he passed. I need to know.
Yeah. This week at, let me see. Then we had a shit show in the White House with us hosting Zelensky. Just to jump this nigga on air is crazy. What's y'all thoughts on Musk? Is he a cyborg, antichrist, lizard, or just a drug addicted unmarried father of 14?
I was gonna say he's a father of 14. I seen.
Yeah.
He's stressed.
No, he ain't.
Nah, he ain't stressed. He is. Why you think he's stressed?
He don't even see them kids.
Nah. See, I thought he had sex with all them women. But I was listening to something that said some of the women got pregnant via IVF.
Oh, my God.
Ain't no way. Yeah. Ain't no way it just happened to be his.
No, not just happened to be his. Like,
he sent the juice.
Yeah, they set it up just for them to have his child. Like, he trying to, because you know a lot of racist white people are afraid that they're going to become the minority. Mm. So they want to.
They've been the minority, just saying.
Well, I mean, in this country in particular. And one of the things they say is, like, that's one of the main reasons why they're trying to get rid of abortions.
Mm-hmm.
It don't really have nothing to do with, like, religion or whatever. They don't want to lose their status as the majority, which they going to be in my... It was a clip of Eddie Huang and a white guy eating, and the white guy, rich white guy, was telling him, like, you know, they don't want to be a minority in this country and all kind of stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy how they think abortion is going to... Well, taking away abortion is going to solve that, because if y'all let Hispanics and blacks have babies, it's...
What happened to Eddie Wong?
Coming about a dozen.
I haven't seen... He hasn't... You know, the shows and stuff that used to be on and stuff like
that? Well, I mean, that clip was on a show. And I want to say that show came out after Fresh Out the Boat. It was like a reality type show.
Yeah, it used to come on Vice.
Yeah, it was a Vice show.
Yeah, I used to watch all of the stuff we had on it.
I don't know. I guess after his Fresh Out the Boat and all that, he kind of went to doing... What, was he a stand-up comic?
No, I don't think
he did music.
No, he didn't do anything, I don't think.
But, I mean, he had to do something to get Fresh Out the Boat.
He might have been a cook.
I think he was a cook?
Yeah, he could have been. He could have been.
But, yeah, this White House Zelensky stuff, it's crazy. It's a clip of Kamala telling, you know, when on the campaign, it was like having a debate, and she was saying, like, he going to turn on Ukraine, this, that, and the third, and he want to be down with Russia and all of that, and that shit happened. And the way they talked to that man, it was crazy how they talked to him. Y'all see the clip?
Yeah.
I did see it.
He was just pretty much, I'm not kissing your ass.
Yeah.
The way they were sitting in the chairs was like, it looked like it could have jumped off any second.
Yeah, it's a
it don't look like a planned meeting. It looked like they just like was Gary going to Oval Office or wherever, and it was just in between.
Was he wearing a sweatsuit?
Who, Zelensky?
Yeah,
but he don't never wear suits like that. He always wear like military.
Nah,
shit.
I just found it funny. Like, he was very comfortable. I'm not saying nothing about it. Yeah, it was a little off. Like, yo, you know. That's why Trump talked about it.
Like,
you.
They was making the video for the gram.
Oh, Trump said that?
I want to say he said it.
He would say it. He definitely would.
I saw a tweet.
Because everybody was like, that's what Trump thing was. Like, you in this business meeting and you come in here in this sweatsuit.
He can't say nothing like about that. And then people were talking about him when he went to the UK and how he acted over there, and he didn't act in a certain way.
You're not in a predicament to even act like that right now.
That's what he said too.
Yeah,
he said some shit like that.
He did.
He was like, he was talking. He said, like, I don't know why people think they're so emboldened, and he's not in a position to negotiate and shit.
You have no power here. You have no say right now.
That's, you gotta do this.
I can't do it.
He says, "What's our thoughts on Elon Musk?"
I mean. Did you see the situation with his son and the president talking about how did he say it? You're not the president. Get out of here.
It was some stuff. I think.
You think they were leading into it a little bit too much? Or you think this is really?
It was one part where he said shut your fucking mouth or something like that. But if I tell you he said shut your fucking mouth, if you read it before, it's going to sound like it.
It looked just like it.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if he really said that. I couldn't hear it.
Just the part of everybody saying, like, Elon Musk is the president for real.
Yo, everybody.
And he's the guy on the strings.
Yeah.
And then the son to say, you're not the president. Get out of here. You're not the president. Or whatever the son did say during that, that meeting. Kind of make you look like, oh, whoa, whoa.
But it's wild, like, he's ahead of all of this stuff, and he wasn't an elected official. Like, he's not elected. Trump just picked him to do this.
Does he even have the credentials?
He's just hanging out.
Is he American?
No, he's not. He's from South Africa.
He just happened to be.
I mean, not being.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Not him being from South Africa, but is he a citizen of him? Is he an American citizen?
Gotta be.
I don't think he's an American citizen. I think he bought his citizenship.
If he is, he paid for it. Yeah, he bought his citizenship.
You can, though.
Yeah. Even in, like, other countries, if you come drop a dime, they like, okay, cool. But you got to give back some type of way.
That's something, too. They said that because Trump, you know, you can get a green card. Trump proposed you can get a gold card. You pay $5 million and you got to, you know, employ people, this, that, and the third.
Yeah, that's easy.
Well, that's something new that Trump is trying to implement or whatever. And then somebody was like, well, something like that has already been out. I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could pay like $2.5 million and do some stuff, whatever. You can get a green card that way as opposed to the regular way, to what regular people do. But I didn't know you could be rich and pay to get a green card.
Yeah, like in China, I know for sure you have to drop $500 US if you want to become a citizen. Like, they're all about, you got to give back to our country and, you know.
But I mean, even here to be a citizen, it costs thousands of dollars for them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, but I didn't know you could just, like, snap your fingers.
Like, you can pay,
as much money he got, he can snap his fingers.
Yep.
Yeah, so
I would.
What?
Start bringing cousins over from where I'm from.
But he don't have to. He don't have to be a citizen. He can move how he want to move anyway.
Yeah. So he could work. He could work off a visa.
But I was talking to somebody that was talking about how he's really the Antichrist, which is, I don't want to get into all of
that. They were saying that. Yeah, they were saying that when he did the Hitler thing. Yeah.
Nah, that was wild.
He said, L, Corey, and Fuck It Up, Fuck It, Be Easy, you two, are we fans of Trail Rides and fan snapping line dance culture?
No, not at all.
I enjoy it, and I don't think I can DJ an entire night of that music, though. Just asking. Oh, yeah, I like it. It's cool.
I don't like it.
What?
The trail ride stuff?
Yeah.
The people be doing the line dances with the fans and stuff?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind. I like it. Because it's different. They in their own little world doing their own thing. They ain't bothering nobody. I ain't heard nobody come out with, like, them, are they fighting or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever the promoters is, they making that bread.
Yeah. So, but when's the next phase we're going to have?
I don't think it's a phase. Because apparently this has been going on forever.
It has been going on forever. And I don't know if it's South Carolina that picked it up first, I think South Carolina got one of the first viral videos from it.
Oh, tell them to do it from state. What's the viral video from it?
Just that big party, that real big one.
Where?
Was that the fairgrounds? It might have been the fairgrounds.
See, I seen
the real big one. The, like, I don't know how many people they said it was.
But. See, I've seen one before that, and it was at the spot in Columbia, that club. But it was before, like, that real, real big one.
See, this one was outdoors. This wasn't at a club. This was outdoors.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
That one at the club, I think that's like every Thursday night or something.
Yeah, they do it every Thursday night. But I know they do it in other places because one of them groups was on Good Morning America or something.
They're
traveling, like that.
Yeah.
They was on Good Morning America like this week. And Robin had a fan and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but nah.
Michael Strahan was up there trying to do it.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's Good Morning America.
It is.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one he on, yeah. But I don't mind it.
I could do without it.
Do you go to it?
Nah, but I mean, I can do without seeing it. Let's go with that. How about that?
Mm. No, you know it. You a
trail ride bigot.
Nah, it's just I'm too much of a city person.
I don't think it has nothing to do with
city.
It has
nothing to do with
it. Yes, it do.
Why?
No, they don't.
They're not going to have trail rides in New York.
I mean, nobody asking for trail rides in New York.
I'm just telling you what they're not going to
have. But part of it is the line dancing thing, though.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. I don't like line dance. I don't like the freaking.
You don't like people.
New Yorkers do line dance.
What type of fun do you like to have?
Shooting
guns. You used to be in a motorcycle gang. You should do the biker shuffle.
Then I liked the biker shuffle before it was a biker shuffle.
Biker shuffle.
When it wasn't doing it was the electric slide.
Do you like the electric slide?
No, I don't.
Walk it to your
that.
Ride. Now move it on
song.
Up. Now move it on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back. Now bring it on back. Now kick with it. Kick with it. Hop up beat and just kick.
But you know what though? All honesty, I hate that shit too.
I hate that.
I hate that. And then when they do the electric slide at a party or something like that. But I don't mind the trail ride stuff though.
Well, you know what? You know what? What's cool about the trail riding?
Whoa!
I hate that. I hate that. I hate that.
Yay! Yay!
And what's
pop a fan with some boots, work boots on?
Give me a fan.
I don't mind it.
Nah, I don't. It's you know what it is. It's the music. I don't like that soul music.
Soul music. I know. We know.
But
you like. You real light now. The more people that like, if you ever notice, it's a lot of dark people there.
Yeah,
a lot of dark people there. So.
You're right about that.
Yo.
Another question, more political on the political front. Who do y'all see or trust currently as black leadership, a strong leadership in politics? Just curious.
Al Sharpton all the way.
Bakari Sellers. anybody who, you know, who don't get caught.
That's crazy.
If you don't get caught,
there aren't any anymore. My son.
No.
He got caught. You're right.
No,
you're
I don't know nothing about him. He just
Me
talk
neither.
A lot.
He that's what I know.
He just talk. I don't look at him as no political leader. He don't hold no office, no.
He's not a leader. You know, he's not a leader.
He's just a talker.
Yeah, he's a talker.
Because he got into it with somebody over something frivolous.
It's not a lot of black political leaders anymore. It's just more activists than anything.
There's some political leaders.
No, when? I said it's not many. Not like Ooh. It used to be.
Like Bakari Sellers. He in the politics. He from South Carolina. What's my man down in Louisiana? I can't think of his name. But he does a lot. He ran for a Senate. He lost, though. It's a lot, though. He did. But he's still like a council person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he posts a lot of videos about like the, you know, segregation type stuff, the racism they have mm-hmm. to deal with down there, and why Louisiana is like so low in the rankings and education and stuff like that. I forgot his name though. Damn, Gary. His name is Gary something. Is it Gary Williams? It's Gary something though. But there's a lot of people like all over. Mm-hmm. Ask me something about sports, nigga. Talking about politics and shit.
Ask me about guns.
Oh.
Yeah, ask us about that.
Oh, speaking of guns, you know the new gun law about to start in South Carolina?
Man.
March 7th.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I sent it around.
I'm keeping mine in the car now.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, mine's always been on me.
And you don't need no license to conceal carry?
Nope. South Carolina, for the listeners.
Just South
for
Carolina.
The listeners.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
said
it.
South Carolina. Yeah.
Ready.
Yep.
Not in the jacket.
Everybody got it.
I'm going to have that little, you know, the holster.
He said, BZ scam of the week, Google North Charleston City Council. I don't have to Google it, nigga, because I already know it. So there.
Oh, snap.
Niggas be telling me to Google this and that when I already know about it. I knew about it before you, and you from down there.
Oh, Lord.
How about that?
Oh.
DJ High Star. I'm going to call you DJ Low Star. No, let me stop. That's the homie. Let me stop. Oh shit, he sent another. He said, and another thing. I'm
Not
sick and tired
finishing.
Of Jewels and Jim Jones. Sit the fuck down somewhere. The reason Tank didn't win.
Oh yeah.
And
I forgot
they just
about
be
that.
On the way. It's like seeing someone stuck in the 70s when we were growing up in the 90s. Jim Jones was there?
Yes.
They walked him out.
Oh, they walked him out.
They walked him out. To Jim Jones and Jewels walked him out to Diplomat Anthem or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he said they just be. He must be meant they just be in the way.
Yeah, they walked him out rapping.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, what's wrong with that?
He's talking about as old, as dated.
Yeah.
How old is Tank?
Tank is like 25, 26, 23.
Oh.
Why you got uncles behind you?
I wouldn't go that far now.
They are. They up there.
Jewels ain't an unk yet.
Yes, okay. He is.
Jewels
40 something.
Technically, yes.
Okay, start at 40 something.
Damn.
30 something, 37, 36.
We getting old, B.
It's a video. Getting.
We get old, B.
It's a video, and they was asking college kids. They were asking college kids like, what age is old? Like, how old is old? Like, what age is old of them?
Yeah.
And so they was like, if you was born in like 2000, like, I mean, because you about to be 25 now, which is like ancient.
crazy.
And it was, and they was going, and then one girl was like, I mean, if somebody was born in like 1980, I mean, think about it. Like, and then, you know what I'm saying? It was one dude, it was a white boy. He was the only white boy that they interviewed. And he was like, if you were born in 19, like my mom was born in 1979. Like, I mean, just think about it. You was born in the 1900s. Like, that just sounds like.
Yeah, they always say late 1900s.
He was like, you might as well have been born in 1932. And I thought about it and I was like, it just all sounds the same.
It
sound all the same.
Like, I was born in late 1900s.
Like, we living in the 20s. Remember the roaring 20s?
We're technically in the new roaring 20s.
Yes. The 80s, like we were on the way back yesterday, I was listening to like some Jeezy. Well, first, I was listening to some old music, like some Frankie Beverly.
OJs or something.
Yeah, still along them same lines. Yeah. I was like, I wonder how this sounded to him. But then like I was listening to some Jeezy. And I wonder if it sounded like 1940s music. You know how that old music used to sound.
Nah, it's probably more like hip, the hop, hippity, hippity.
It that's probably sound like worse. Yeah. It probably sound worse to that to him.
That's crazy. I guess we're getting old.
Like the old phonogram music.
Yeah.
It's so many people on TikTok talking about, like doing little skits. Like, oh, when were you born? Like they talking to like their older cousin, like my younger cousin come to me. Oh, what year were you born? Oh, I was born in the year 19. And then he just freeze and look at the camera.
Yeah, 19 sound crazy.
And it's just like, damn, why y'all got to do us like that?
2000 was 25 years ago, which is crazy. You niggas is old.
I can't wait till 2030 hits. So those born in 2000, they really gonna feel what we feel. Cause like the ones born in 2010, they gonna be like, you was born in the year 2000? Dang.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
My daughter was born in 2000.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Breathe, y'all. We aging.
Somebody that was born in 2000 can drive and do they like they got all they officially outside. All the way grown.
Yeah, they grown.
They grown. Like there's people who was born in 2000 that has graduated college and
my daughter.
All of this stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for the email, DJ Highstar, even though I talked a little shit. We appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Early in the week, well, you know, we got Roberta Flack, and I forgot about that one. She had a whole lot of, you know, Killing Me Softly and a whole bunch of
that's what everybody know it for.
Hits in the and
that was her claim to fame.
And not even her version. The Fuji's version, everybody really got onto it, know who she was.
No.
Yes.
You knew who she was before then.
No.
You didn't? You didn't know who she was before?
But don't forget, I wasn't born in y'all years.
Y'all tripping.
Nah.
Y'all never heard that song before?
You know the name. But
no,
you
I've
don't,
heard the song, but you know I just didn't know her.
So, Lauryn Hill.
But I was little.
Lauryn Hill sang the song, made you know her?
Huh? Yeah,
because you find out who it was. Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, once you start figuring out sampling.
Oh, that ain't nothing but the such and such.
Yeah. Because if like, Killing Me Softly was to come on, like, the Fugees version, my father, he's, like, a old school, like, music guru. Because he was in a group once upon a time.
What was it called?
Gentleman's Agreement.
So their name was a handshake.
You annoying.
Shout out to your pops.
So annoying.
And coming to the stage, handshake.
My
Gentleman's Agreement.
I'm going to steal that name.
They could sing.
They definitely had.
That might be the name of the episode.
Stupid. Yeah, I'm going to tell my dad.
Shout out to your pops.
I'm going to tell him to listen.
Tell him to listen.
But anytime a newer song, yes, he was the performer.
Okay. He got slick back hair.
No. He had short hair. Just Caesar.
He had a Caesar back then?
Caesar.
Not like full on Caesar, but short like
Brutus.
That. Whatever that means.
Brutus.
I'm a woman.
You know who Brutus is?
No. Do this like Brutus?
What is it?
Popeye Brutus?
Brutus killed Caesar.
Oh, you talking about his brother.
What?
Caesar's brother.
That Brutus was his brother?
I want to say he's brother.
I thought it was just his general or some shit.
I want to say they were related. Maybe I'm lying. It could have been like his right hand. It could have been his right hand.
Roberta Flack was wonderful.
But yes, my Shout dad, anytime a sample song would come, like a song would come on and they sampled it, he'd be like, oh, you know, this is the original. Like he would definitely educate me on that.
I do that
so
now.
That's how I learned.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do that now. I like that. I got one. I'll let y'all guys hear off mic.
You got one what?
A sample. You'd be like, oh, that's where it came from.
I probably already know it.
Okay.
Write it down.
It's already in my phone. I ain't got to write it down.
Ooh, oh, okay. He's ready.
Ready.
You going to play it off mic?
Yeah.
Are you going to test me on the mic?
Are you going to just do it?
Okay, keep on talking. I might do it on mic. Okay, keep on talking. Right.
Tell me so I can play the song.
Music is coming on. I gotta so the people can hear
it. Then we got to go look for it. It's telling you the song if I tell you to go look for it.
What do you mean?
If I tell you to look for the song, you know the song then.
The original song?
Both.
Just play the song.
Both of them have the same name?
No, they don't.
Just play the
song. So I'm saying, play me the new song. Tell me the new song.
All right. It's an old song.
What's the new song?
Look up No Limits, Make Them Say Mmm.
Make Them Say Mmm. That song?
Yeah.
Where it came from?
Just listen. Oh, you looking at where it came from?
No, I'm typing up the song so I can play it.
Yeah, play the song. That's all. Don't talk to me about nothing else.
You no think I'm questions. A cheat?
Yeah.
Oh,
he cheat. Look at.
Nah, give him some more credit than that.
I do that a lot. I so cheat. Many songs.
You cheat?
No.
Oh, that's what.
If ain't no test going on, no.
That's what we talking about. Talking about the music.
But I like finding the samples or listening to the sample. You got it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep. You got it?
Yeah. Keep talking.
I don't need you to tell me to keep talking, because I'm going to keep talking.
But you stop talking.
That's because you stopped me. But that's what I do. I listen to old music, new music, you know, and I like samples. One album right now that's out is something X the Plug.
Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug's album's hard.
Yeah, his whole album is full of samples. Yeah.
Hear it?
Mm-hmm. Where'd it come from?
Hear that?
I knew that was sampled.
What's the song? I don't know.
Okay, now you play yours.
I'll play the. He can't. They can't hear it. But go to
the mic.
Carlton. The Carlton Dance. You know what that was, right?
Tom Jones.
Nope.
It's not unusual.
That's Tom Jones.
The other one.
That's the Carlton Dance, though. That's the main.
Oh, do the hustle.
That's Apache. A him and Will
Apache.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, type, put in Apache now.
I need a grill for this song right now.
Yeah, Apache. That's where they got it from.
By track by the Shadows? Which one is it? No, that ain't it.
No, that ain't it.
Who's the...
It's Apache High something, I think.
Apache High?
How High or something like that? I think. Let me see. I'm still scrolling through here.
Oh, that's where they got it from.
That's where they got it.
Oh, how about featuring Apache?
There you go.
No, that ain't the song.
That's not it, y'all.
I don't know what you're doing.
I put in High by Apache. Apache. I know the song you're talking about.
Jump on it.
Yeah.
That's where that.
Come from? That's where it come from?
It's.
No, don't do it, because I seen when I was doing it, I was like, oh, man,
you on video.
It's called It's by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, that's
Apache.
Yeah.
That's the artist.
Yeah, that's it.
He ain't clarified for you.
I'm sorry. I'm very apologetic. But for the listeners, that's where Make Them Say came from.
That one part.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so earlier this week, we had Roberta Flack pass. Mm-hmm. And then Michelle...
Trachtenberg.
Trachtenberg, that's how you say it? Trachtenberg. She passed away. Now, I figured, Corey, you would...
Of course.
...know who she was because of all of the shows she's been on. Mm-hmm. If you're
movies.
A... if you're a you know,
a millennial, young millennial, like
young
me.
Millennial. Young millennial. She's been on, what's some of the stuff she's been on?
So she did Eurotrip.
She was on Eurotrip?
Yes.
Okay.
She was the sister of one of the characters. Okay.
Is Eurotrip with Tom Green? Oh, that was Road Trip.
No, that's Road Trip.
Okay.
No, but she was on Eurotrip.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I see.
Yeah, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was Harriet the Spy.
I didn't watch that.
She was Harriet the Spy. And she was the Ice Princess. Like, she made young girls fall in love with ice skating. Yeah. She did Gossip Girl, for sure.
Did you watch all of those?
I did. 17 Again, she was the daughter in that movie.
Where they switched places, like
Matt Perry and Leslie Mann, and Zac Efron was a star, another star.
Did you get a cause of death for this young lady yet?
No, I did not, but they said she had a liver transplant at one point. We don't know how long ago it was. So it could have been, you know, complications from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen her physically, like, recent times. But there was a lot of speculation, like, she could have been sick, that she was really frail.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked very different. Mm. Because she was always a nice, healthy-looking young woman.
Caucasian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, she had meat on her body. She wasn't thick, but she was healthy.
She was 80s thick.
Yes, 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 she was.
Because in the 80s, thick was different.
Then, like, she just got real frail. I seen the latest picture of her, and I was like, it didn't even look like her.
Yep, she passed.
But I was sad. Mm. That was some, like, it's, you know, when your parents, like, people that they watched, like, they grew up with them, they start dying, it's like, oh, y'all older. But when somebody close to your age dies, it's like, that you grew up
How
watching.
How close to your age is she?
2 years.
Oh. She was 39 when she passed. There you have it, guys. We did the math. Finally, we got it.
Nope, I'm not 37, though.
See? So the mystery 41. Again. Now, early in the
I'm
show, she said...
41. You 41?
What?
41.
She said 2 years.
There's no way
she
said she's
not 37.
She's not 41.
So...
And it continues. Figure it out, y'all. I'm not 37. I'm not saying anything else, but I'm not 37.
All right.
But yes, it was very. I nearly shed a tear for that one because I watched her, and it was like, dang, that's she's part of my childhood.
All
right. That hurt a little bit.
And. What I thought was going to be the biggest celebrity death news of the week.
Me too.
I was like, yeah, we...
That's what I was like.
We're going to really talk about this one. Gene Hackman passed away.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know he was 95.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either.
He's 95 years old.
It's crazy because, like, when you think he was 95, when we were watching all his movies, he was still older.
I mean, he looked old, but when
he looked
young,
older, but, like, yeah.
Everybody
look old.
Yeah. You know, he was Lex Luthor in Batman.
That was my favorite.
I mean, Superman.
That was my favorite character you ever played.
That wasn't mine.
What was your favorite?
Answer. The old crotchety man on.
Oh, he would try to pull up a daggone video.
You see what I'm
looking? He won't see.
No, yeah. I'm just putting up a video, period. I got these preloaded.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay.
The video, the one that I liked the most was Enemy of the State.
Oh, yeah, with Will Smith.
Yeah, we just talked about that a couple weeks
ago. We did, yep. Oh, he was good in that.
Yeah, that's the one I like him the most in.
Yeah.
Because Will just, he tried his best to get away from Will. Mm-hmm. Like, throw that thing away, you don't want it, whatever.
Yeah.
And Will just had to keep pressing the issue and... And Gene Hackman had to blow up his whole operation. He was living under the radar, driving a car truck. But yeah, that was my favorite movie with him in it. Yeah, he was 95. They found him, his 64-year-old wife, and one of his dogs was dead.
Player.
That's so, like, I just need to know what happened.
They don't know yet. At first, they suspected, you know, and it wasn't even like the law enforcement said it. It was like people like, well, I wonder if it was carbon monoxide or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said and initially, like, it didn't seem like any foul play.
Right.
And his maintenance people found him. They said that the door might have been ajar or whatever. They found him, like, in the front of the house. The wife was in, like, the bathroom or something like that. Mm. In the back room somewhere with pills, like, strewn about. Like, her body was... had already started to decompose.
Yeah, because they had been dead. They said they had been dead. They think they've been dead since, it's either 2 days, I can't remember, either February 9th or February 17th.
So the last thing that they had, checked his pacemaker,
mm-hmm.
and the last recorded data was February 17th.
Mm, okay.
So that's where you got that date from. If it wasn't foul play, I wonder how. Well, okay. I saw somebody speculate like the dog died maybe because they say the dog was in a closet,
mm-hmm.
but it was another person I read and they said that the news in Albuquerque said the dog was in the closet, a room or whatever, but it was in a cage.
Mm.
There were two other dogs at the house. One was outside, one was inside, and both of those were alive.
Mm.
So I don't know if
they were constantly moving.
Yeah, or they were able to get
the one indoors.
Couldn't get food or water, so maybe they went and got found mm-hmm. food and water somewhere, or whatever. So they were able to live. What else did it say about the wife? That her face was had bloating in the face,
mm-hmm.
and that her body was starting to become mummified.
Yeah,
so ain't no telling how long.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine being their kids and you gotta hear something like that.
I mean, imagine being their kids and you ain't talked to your parents in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, why they found
it? Some people have weird relationships with their kids. Where some kids don't speak to their parents, but once or twice every other week. I don't know.
Mm.
I know people that they do not.
But I'm saying that ain't no. Like I don't. I mean, you might do know people, but that's cool. But at least once a week.
But they might have not been the parents. It might have just been the father.
Yeah.
What you mean?
Let me see.
The kids probably wasn't. I'm not as well. I don't know, but I don't think the kids were. Fathered and mothered by the same people.
Who cares?
But just think about it. If it's a father, if it's just one, like, oh, I ain't talked to dad in a couple of weeks. Let me call him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a likely case.
But if my daddy 95 years old, I call my daddy, and he don't answer the phone mm-hmm. and don't call me back in a certain time, I'm gonna call the wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everything okay?
Yeah.
I call my daddy. He ain't answer the phone.
I see what you're saying.
What I'm saying?
But like Lou said, it's hard to.
It's not hard.
It is.
It's hard to what?
It depends on the relationship.
Yeah, if it's only one, I can see it happening.
No. And they live together?
What do you mean?
What's hard?
I can see it being hard. Not. I can see it being easy not to talk to one of your parents. For 2 weeks.
You got step parents?
No. But I can see it happening.
You've gone 2 weeks without talking to your parents?
I've gone 2 weeks without talking to my father.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One of the people. We don't have to discuss this no more.
Yes, we do.
Listeners know what we're saying. Corey knows what I'm saying.
I speak to my mom, but I don't speak to my father all the time. And yeah. I mean, I love my daddy. But
how old is your father?
He's 69.
He's still out here moving and stuff, right?
Yeah, he outside.
My point exactly.
You talking about if they're just like
your daddy 95 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
You gonna check in
but
your daddy more than
you
that?
But then you never know. They could have had a strenuous relationship to where it's just like, I'll check on him once a month.
that part is true, but.
We don't know the depth of their relationship, but it is.
Oh, we
it
know
is
the
quite,
depth of your relationship. Your daddy been laid up dead for
quite
who knows how long.
Unfortunate. Well, since the 17th, technically, that's the last time his pacemaker recorded.
So, at least the 17th. So
and he was,
weeks.
And they were discovered when on the 25th. When were they discovered?
Wednesday. When was Wednesday? 20. That was a pacemaker.
Yeah, I'm going.
And then it went up.
God. Wednesday is
get
the 26th.
A little shock.
Yeah, Wednesday was the 26th.
It get a little shock, and it ain't work. 95 though. I mean, that's a good year to live.
That's a week and 2 days. That's 9 days. Mm.
I had an uncle that passed like that though. He lived by himself.
Mm.
He slipped coming out the shower and hit his head, and they knocked him out, and he bled out, and nobody knew for like a week. So it can happen.
But it can.
My uncle ain't had no kids.
Like my aunt that lives on our land, she like it'll. You're so stupid.
Hey, y'all ran out of stuff to talk about. What else we got, man?
Nah, man.
Nah, y'all just take saying.
If you feel bad, if you listening right now, you feel bad. You ain't talk to your mama, your daddy.
Call him for B.
No, call him for your damn self. If you don't call him in 2 weeks, I hope they take your ass out the will and they take your ass off the insurance policy. and don't be getting extra sad, because I'm telling you to call them now, because that will be happening too. People get extra sad when they'll check on their people. And don't be like me.
And they love posting it. No, yep. I wish I would have told you that before.
Don't post it.
And it's just like, don't do that. Man. Bad taste. Very tactless.
My daddy used to call me upset. You can't call your daddy? I'm like, can't call your son?
My father do the same thing. Hey, like, daughter, I mean, you can't call me? And I'm like.
Like, dad, your phone died out too.
You know I'm a mom now. It's hard.
Especially when you young, I can see not talking to your people. But as you get older, and you know what I'm saying, call your people. So I thought that was going to be the biggest news. And then early yesterday.
We got hit.
And I say us, you know, because a lot of people that listen are, you know what I'm saying, I follow on social media. A lot of people are from like the Columbia area. So like they either know, you know, knew Angie Stone. I know some people that knew her, went to school with her daughter. So they knew her daughter, and they were talking about it or whatever. But they said she had passed yesterday. I didn't know what for at first, what it was that happened at first. But we found out later on that it was a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
She was in near Mobile, Alabama. They were in a Sprinter van, and 9 people passed away. So it wasn't just her, but it was, you know.
I heard the opposite.
Yeah.
What? I heard 9 people died.
No, they said that she was the only one that died.
Oh, she was the only person that died?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes it even more
unfortunate. Yeah, I saw something that said all 9 band members died.
They were all in the van.
But she was the only one that
they
died.
They got hurt, but she was the only one that died.
Oh. I wonder if it's because she was, I saw something too that said she was, she had like a blood infection or something not too long ago.
Nah, it was her time, because that's crazy.
It was her time. You believe in times? I don't believe
in times. When you supposed to go, you're going to go.
Yeah, it's times.
I don't believe in times.
I do.
It's times. Everybody got a time.
Everybody got a...
expiration date.
Yep.
You think so?
Yep.
So why y'all eat healthy?
I don't.
You
don't? I enjoy life. That's why I'm gonna say everybody has time.
Hey,
because my great aunt chain smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole life. Like, we would go visit, and she was 93, had one in her mouth, one on a table, taking one out the pack, all lit up. She ain't died from cancer. No lung cancer, nothing.
How old was
93.
You? Cancer wasn't out yet.
When she died, yes, it was.
When did she die?
She died in early 2000s?
Yeah, it wasn't out yet. See, she had got past the way, if you was before, she
are
was,
you kidding she me
was
right grand, now?
She was grandfathered in, is what I'm saying. She was grandfathered in.
No.
No. I'm sorry, y'all.
Throat cancer, lung cancer, that was all happening.
Grandfathered in.
And we were all, everybody was just like, yo, it's crazy how she never got it.
Now, she would have caught, you know.
But other people that were younger than her got it.
That's what I'm saying. She was grandfathered in. She got the old contract.
Yeah.
If she would have had caught chicken pox, that was your aunt?
My great aunt.
Your great aunt? Mm-hmm. Great aunt would have. If she'd have caught chicken pox, boy, she'd have died. But she was grandfathered into the old clause. She got killed, like syphilis or something like that would have got her. But
something really wrong with you. Cancel?
I don't believe in times. There's nothing you can
convince. So what you believe?
That shit just happens.
Yeah, everybody got a time.
Expiration date.
You just believe that because of
it's
what?
It's just like the milk. The milk got a date on the bottom of it. Well, back in the day, they had a bottom.
Yo,
of it.
You
everybody got on the
it's
bottom.
It's at the top now, on the top or on the side.
At the bottom,
who gives you
foot.
The time?
Hey, when you was made.
You believe in Jesus. What are you talking about?
Hey, I didn't say that. You said that.
Oh, you did? I did. My bad.
Why you think I got a Jesus
piece? Why you got a Jesus
You don't believe in Jesus. Yeah, but Angie Stone passed away. She was 63. What's her most famous song, y'all?
I was just listening to it last night.
Black Brother.
Yeah.
I think the dirty Wrong version.
Brother.
You heard the dirty version?
No.
Black
it's a dirty
nigga.
She did not say
she
that.
She had that song?
Oh. You saw it.
Hey, it's crazy.
It's too soon to be making jokes on Angie. We're going to stop Black you right nigga. Now.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Angie Stone.
No matter.
She a legend.
No matter who dies, whenever we bring him up on the show, it's always a joke. On the
it's
end
always
of it.
A pun he got.
It's Bruh. Not. It's no. It's not. It's
or
not
joke.
Him. It's the show. It's the show.
Yeah,
it's
is.
The it's spirit of the show.
Don't yeah. do it now.
I was just yesterday.
Too
I laughed
soon.
At probably not every funeral, but 70% of the funerals I've been at, I've been about to laugh.
No, so. No, our family does too.
For real?
We literally have a family group chat, and somebody sent the post of who you not sitting next to during a serious moment, mm-hmm. like funeral or a prayer circle.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody started chiming in. I'm not sitting next to this person. This, but I said, there's nobody in this family that you could sit next
to.
Oh,
that's what I was going to ask. Was
because
like
we start
person?
Squeezing hands. If we're in the prayer circle, you see this one over here.
Oh
he like
gosh.
This. Looking around, everybody start peeking. Squeezing each other's hands. And it's just like, oh.
Don't if.
And like my grandmother used to lead prayer. And she used to be.
She
used
a long
to be
time.
No, she used to just be really good at it. She was younger. Mm-hmm. And then right before her stroke, she started. And it started slowing up. The words started messing up. And we was all like. And then somebody squeezing your hand. And it's just like. Stomp.
Don't squeeze my hand.
And then
hand
you look up. And then everybody like
not.
The.
Yeah.
Like doing the Kevin Hartler.
My daughter's a hand squeezer.
Yeah, don't squeeze my hand to tell me to stop or if we laughing because I'm going to laugh harder.
Harder.
If I look up,
but that's because Black people, we don't take that serious.
If I look up and everybody else is laughing, I might laugh harder. But if I look up and nobody else is laughing, I might feel bad. So
you know
it's
what?
Been times where I'm looking, I'm praying, like I'm my head is down.
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife, she'll squeeze my hand. And I look up, and this one right here, Ella's like,
yes.
looking around, looking.
Trying to see who laughing?
Yes. Like,
come on now.
If I see somebody doing that, that might make me tighten me up.
And he always got a little Pause. Smirk. He be like.
That tighten me up came in a little late yeah. for me. It was delayed.
Shout out to Angie Stone.
My shit was buffering.
Shout out to Angie Stone though. Was it a single car accident or
sprint? Truck.
A truck hit him. A truck hit him.
Okay, so
and
I guess
overturned.
That kills a tractor trailer.
I just seen the word truck.
I saw the truck balled up on the side, so it looked like it was by itself.
That's all. That's all. The sprinter.
The
I saw the sprinter.
Y'all saw
itself.
Pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's only one picture I saw of the van
in the ditch, right?
Yeah. Like in the median. Wasn't the median look like to you?
It was grassy. It was grassy.
So it could have been the median.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Sad.
So that it's some. You know, they started conspiracy theories because she was talking about how you know we mentioned earlier that she was in that group and people sampled. Her song. So she had gone live maybe last week or, you know, sometime recently and was talking about how, you know, she's owed a lot of money because people used her sample back in the day, you know, hip hop and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, she going at the Universal to get, you know, her money or whatever. And then this happens. So now people saying it was
a little far fetched.
Yeah.
Her name was Angie B back then.
Mm-hmm.
Angie B.
Yeah, so.
Rest in peace.
Sugar Hill Records.
Mm-hmm. Sleep in peace, queen. Yep. Queen.
That's D'Angelo baby mama.
Is she really? I never knew.
Yes, it is. You didn't know that? The son is crazy looking.
He's just big. That's
pull it
all.
Up. Pull it up.
You pull it up.
You got it on the screen. Put it on the screen.
It don't work like that.
I'm going to do it.
Type it in.
I'm doing it right now.
Type it in.
Really? Damn. I hold nothing
back.
Shout
out to him. I'm sure he's mourning the death of his mama.
Yeah, he's an artist, too.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about he looked crazy. Wow.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Compared to what?
You can tell whose genes he pulled from. No.
That's not him?
You could tell whose genes he pulled from.
Why is that?
You know.
Now I'm disrespectful.
I'm just saying.
I mean.
Wait. Okay. Is that him?
No, that's D'Angelo.
No. Oh,
that's
that
his
is.
Father.
Never mind. Nope. Hold on.
I mean, D'Angelo's.
Oh, wait. Okay.
It's probably
that's him.
Yeah. Oh. Got him.
Wow.
He looks like a Chop. Okay,
Don't.
Nope. I'm doing it.
Don't.
He look like Chop.
What's it? Don't look good on the screen. Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm definitely not putting that on the screen because it don't work like that. What was I going to say?
Harry.
Moving right along for these two Negroes.
What you mean? Why I gotta be putting that?
He looks crazy right now.
I've never seen him before in my life. So
if I say something, it's crazy. But when he's over there talking about.
What did I say?
Oh, what? Let's go down the list then.
Go ahead. For let's real. Go. Let's go. Let's
rewind.
Go.
I just stopped him from even going.
Let's go check for check.
Don't explain.
Let's go disrespect for disrespect. I bet you my disrespect ain't as disrespectful.
What?
Let's go.
That's not true.
Let's
Didn't
go.
Didn't you just say there was nothing left to murder?
When did I say that?
Right. Like, I'm talking about with.
Who was I talking about?
What do you mean? Murder Inc. CEO.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
He's dead.
Yeah, right after he died, and we was talking about it. Yeah, ain't nothing left to murder.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Quick, fast.
Oh, that's my voice?
Yep, sometimes. You be ready to.
The listeners know.
They do. You are more disrespectful.
Do you want to explain
your
it to
line,
them?
Mine's a little bit more.
Your list you is longer explain than it to his.
Them? Mine are a little bit more subtle.
Your list is longer than his.
No, yours is more.
It's subtle. You might catch him when you
yours
listen
is,
to it.
Yours.
I'm going to ask.
On the top, Lex. No kind of humor at all, and it's mean. Yours are mean.
He's a mean.
This is you. Her son. You ever seen that nigga? You ever seen that nigga, son? That nigga looks crazy. Quasimodo, son.
Why? He did not say no damn Quasimodo.
That's what I heard.
See how you added
he put
it?
The sauce on there.
That's yo. Cool. That New York accent.
Nah. Those who have
let's
been listening.
Be clear.
Those who have been listening.
Not the bombs.
To y'all for a while. And the ones that email. So, High Star, Yoshi, Philly. I need them to chime in on whose list is longer and who's more disrespectful.
Whoa, we ain't gonna talk about the length of my list.
Hey, my list is long, boy.
My list is girthy. It might not be as long as his, but it's girthy.
My list is to the flow.
My list got a vein in the middle of it.
I'm gonna just bleach my ears now.
My list is.
Flex, where
that's
Flex
enough.
At? Is Flex here? We got Flex?
That's
Flex.
Enough.
Flex. I'm trying to find it.
Is Flex at the door?
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, mine are more subtle. I think mine are a lot subtle. Mine, you know, it's a little underlined joke, but yours is more like a direct joke.
Is it?
Yeah, Flex here.
Yeah.
What up?
Flex, this is L. Murphy. Oh, sorry, let me see my last name.
Find me on Facebook. Right. Promotion.
This nigga looks crazy.
Did you see it with those dreads?
No, go ahead. Now, I need this rant to happen right now.
Come on, Flex.
I need this rant right
this
now.
This nigga really said.
I need you to be L in Flex voice.
This nigga really said, you can tell what side of the gene pool he was swimming in.
Pull up your screen, dog.
put it directly blow it up, on you. Blow it up. Ready? And go.
He's going to be mourning.
Ah.
Because they were twins.
They were which Yo. One? One's gone, one's still here.
Gene pool thick. Long descended of slaves.
Yo.
Hey, you know,
went too far.
You know, Star got Star got fired from Hot 97 for that, right?
Nah, but he said some shit for
Aaliyah. It was a plane crash. They had the,
but he came back though.
Playing in the background. No, not in Hot 97.
Yeah, he did.
Not at all.
No, he went back. Where did he go? He went to Power.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, he went to Power.
That's
yeah.
wicked.
But
That's
he got. But then word. He got fired from for saying that about DJ Envy daughter.
Dang. And we in South Carolina too.
What he say about her daughter?
Yeah, I'm he glad. Said something about raping her daughter. I'm glad. And she was like 5 at the time.
Ew.
Yeah. It was some wild. Him and Envy was beefing about something. He said some wild shit.
Mm-hmm. I still watch him.
Who's Star?
Yeah.
He is. Fuck that nigga. He is mentally that's a mental dissociation. Yeah.
But nah, for real though, crazy. Shout out to Angie Stone though.
Yeah, we got to watch. We in South Carolina too.
Yeah. They coming for y'all now.
Open carry.
What y'all say?
No.
Open carry. I got it with me right now.
What y'all say?
Yeah, open carry.
Be careful.
but she did lose. She did lose some weight later on. She looked well. I mean, she still looked.
I didn't know good. She was 63.
Me either. But I mean, she was out so long.
I thought she was like in her early 50s.
Nah, she looked older than that.
I didn't realize how
older than what?
How much 60. Older she was?
No, she didn't. Not when she passed. You see the video of her singing at the last show?
Mm-mm.
In Alabama. It was in Mobile. It was some, what was it? Like a Mardi Gras thing mm-hmm. down there. And it was the whole band. I'm glad y'all told me it was just her. Because it was like the whole band. And I was like, damn, everybody on stage that is singing is dead. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't.
No.
So it was just her.
It was just her.
Okay. Yeah.
Just her.
But yeah, a lot of people was posting about her or whatever.
Yeah, they got some Angie tributes going up now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So Black Brother wasn't your favorite Angie song?
I mean, I was younger when Angie Stone was like at her highest.
Mm.
I just knew her music. It wasn't like I was a avid Angie Stone
brother.
Listener.
That was my favorite.
Brother. That's Black Brother.
That is?
Yes.
Black Brother.
Y'all call it wrong. Black Brother. I thought it told
you. That song.
No, he just like saying, yeah,
Black
she says
Brother
Black.
A bunch of times before. Mm-hmm. No white brother.
Okay. I hope not.
Oh, yeah, this was a good one.
You yeah. know why you like it? Because it was a sample from who?
Oh, yeah.
You know who the sample from?
This is a good one, too. She got some hits now.
Yeah, she do mm-hmm. got some hits. Oh, that's
this the one right
That's
here.
The one. You're right. That's the one.
It's the one.
All the way. Dang, they
Damn.
You got, yeah, turn that off. Turn that off.
You we about
get,
to cry?
Yeah, we get teary eyed in here. That was,
this one right here don't make me feel
They're
no
going
to
play that song. At the funeral, I guarantee it. D'Angelo.
What?
Is he on that song?
No, this Black Brother.
Hmm. Is he on a remix?
No, Alicia Keys is. And Eve.
Hmm. I can hear D'Angelo on that. It might be that bass in the background or something.
No, it's that. Yeah, it sounds like one of his songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week before we get out of here. This is what High Star was alluding to. It was a story about some city councilmen in Charleston. It's 3 city councilmen and 5 others. They've been charged in corruption schemes. They've been charged for a slew of bribery, kickback, extortion, and money laundering schemes. Jerome Hayward, Sandino Moses, and Mike Brown.
They got the hoodest names ever.
Mm-hmm. Except for Sandino.
Nah, that's a Spanish hood
that's
name.
A Spanish guy.
Spanish name.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Spanish hood name. Sandino!
Well, see, down here, hood
Puerto
is
Rican.
All black. No, down here, there are no Puerto Ricans down here. You just light skin.
Or Mexican.
I told my people.
No, yeah. a lot of people, I'm like, oh.
You know what
like,
makes...
No. I'm just saying, like, in the South, everybody takes them
as
Mexican.
Oh, either light skin or Mexican?
Yeah. And I'm like, I would see them like, you Puerto Rican? Like, they'd be like, yo, you the first person? I'm not from here. That's why.
Yeah, you could tell.
I know there's more.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they represent the 5th, 3rd, and 1 district, respectfully. The others charged include Donovan Laval Moulton, Aaron Charles Lee Hicks, Haston Tatorian Fields and Rose Emily Lorenzo. Okay, we got a Lorenzo. You know she's Spanish. And Michelle Stent Hilton. Now, Hayward, Moses, Moten, and Hicks, they all pled guilty, according to the prosecution. And a federal grand jury returned indictments on Brown, Fields, Lorenzo, and Stent Hilton. Let's see what they were accused of. Okay. So Jerome Hayward, he was charged over three separate schemes, according to Andrews, soliciting payments in exchange for his official action as a city councilman in one of the accusations. And he conspired with Brown and Hicks to accept bribes from Hicks in exchange for Hayward's support in rezoning the Baker Hospital site. And conspiring with Moten, Lorenzo, and Stent Hilton to embezzle money from the city of North Charleston by soliciting and accepting kickbacks from nonprofits run by Moten and Stent Hilton. They could face up to 20 years in prison and a $500,000 fine.
Was it worth it, y'all?
Moten, he conspired to pay Hayward kickbacks after the nonprofit that Moten ran received funds from North Charleston. I think it's really just a real big kickback thing. Stent Hilton, he's charged with conspiracy to commit bribery with respect to programs receiving federal funds and honest services wire fraud. What is that? Honest services wire fraud. Lorenzo, she's accused of laundering money. So she was like the middleman to launder the money.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Brown, it's a whole lot of bribery charges. Bribery, conspiracy to bribe.
Damn
it. Who are they bribing? God
damn it, y'all.
Shout out to these niggas. And they all colored folk. So there you have it. So yeah. I was gonna have that as my scam of the week, but you know. It really ain't a scam. They was just getting over. In other news, something that was alluded to earlier too. We were talking about Diddy's lawyer, his legal team, and the guy that said he was leaving. He said he was leaving because he was connected to Roc Nation, and so he said he didn't feel like he was in good faith for him to, because they wouldn't like Jay-Z and them would never say like, you know, anything about Diddy. They just made sure they separated themselves from him. And so this lawyer, he was like, well, because he was like representing them, he not going to mess with Diddy. So that was his reason of not representing Diddy anymore. So, in other Diddy news, his legal team is coming out strong against the swirling allegations surrounding the hip-hop mogul. His attorney, Tenny Geragos, appeared on TMZ. And he made it clear that the rumors about celebrities being caught on video at Diddy's alleged freak-off parties are completely false. He emphatically told host Harvey Levin and her father, Mark Geragos, oh, this is a lady. Tenny is a woman. I'm sorry. So her father's name is Mark. That no such tapes exist, that the federal raids on Diddy's properties did not uncover any incriminating footage involving celebrities. Beyond the tape rumors, they also address one of the most serious claims against Diddy, that his legal troubles involve minors. She made it clear that none of the criminal charges filed against Diddy relate to underage individuals, despite what has been widely circulated in the media. While there are civil lawsuits accusing Diddy of sexual misconduct involving minors, they dismiss them, calling out what she sees as a coordinated effort by certain attorneys to exploit his high-profile status. And one of the biggest targets was attorney, you guessed it, Tony Busby. Who's filed multiple cases against Diddy. They criticized Busby's tactics, accusing him of chasing media attention and clients. So, yep. So they finally made a statement about the minor stuff. So,
we'll see. Stay tuned.
I'm not even entertained.
I mean, it's not for entertainment.
I mean, it is for entertainment. All the information they putting out there.
Who is they, though?
Show us what's going on.
Who is
on,
they,
for
though?
Real.
Who is they?
They is the whoever was Biggs. What's his
name? The pigeons.
Busby.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else that call in or anybody else that have a comment about it, I didn't want to hear it.
Oh, so
you're
saying...
Let's get the trial started, and then you ain't got to say the celebrities ain't involved. Let us see.
Well, I think they do have to say something, because them not saying anything makes it seem like they're guilty.
I think really they're doing it so they're not getting no backlash. Mm-hmm. Like, if you on that tape... And you like, oh shit, they gonna put it out. I need to go to the courts and let them know that it wasn't like that. You know, so I think they're trying to get everything cleared up first.
What do you mean get it cleared up?
Your listeners are smart, you said, right? You might not be as smart as the listeners, but they get me.
Man, I'm asking for me, like, cause I what you mean? What you mean that they, cause you saying a lot of they or whatever, who is getting what cleared up?
All right. I think
the team.
The teams that the information that they're putting out there right now.
They putting out is in, who is they?
Lawyers.
Diddy's lawyers.
Yeah.
So the information Diddy's lawyers putting out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that who put the information about that you just read?
Yeah, who was talking against Busby and all of that, and
who put that out?
Who put it out?
Yeah. Who is that from?
Who's the source? Who's the leaky pigeon?
It's not a leaky pigeon. That's a statement they made.
Statement from who? That's what I'm saying.
Statement from the Garrels person.
Right now, they are they. Got it.
So finish what you were saying.
I'm finished.
Are they mysterious?
I'm finished.
Are they mysterious people?
I don't get what you were saying.
I'm going to put these back on.
Don't worry. You ain't got to get it.
I do, because I want to have a conversation, not just you talk.
Off mic, we have a conversation.
No, I want to have a conversation on the mic, because listeners want us to hear us have a conversation. Because I can't say what I want to say. Here's the thing. If I hear what you're saying wrong.
I hear what you're saying.
If I hear what you're saying wrong, I can't talk about it, and I'm talking off a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm asking for a little clarity in what you're saying. So
I clarity you up.
All right. Don't worry about it. Yeah, let's get into our scam of the week.
All righty.
Heady up.
Boom, boom.
Scam today.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
I had a lot of scammers this week. But this is one I'll get into. This happened in South Carolina too. It was a CEO. They defrauded a company to build a $2.5 million beach house. A former telecommunications executive has been sentenced to more than 3 years in federal. Only 3 years? After defrauding his company of $2.5 million to fund the construction of a personal beach house. Joseph Edward Gallagher, 67, of Greenville, was convicted of wire fraud after misleading his employer, AFL Telecommunications, into paying for the construction of a luxury home on Kiowa Island.
Oh, wow, that's Charleston.
Uh-huh. Gallagher, who served, so that was probably going to be like a little vacation home.
Mm-hmm.
He served as president and CEO of AFL Telecommunications. He fabricated false business records to conceal payments to Epic Development Group, LLC, a builder constructing his beach house. Authorities say Gallagher altered invoices to make it appear that AFL was paying for consulting services rather than construction. Epic was unaware of the fraudulent scheme. Despite receiving an annual salary exceeding $2 million, Gallagher manipulated the company's finances to funnel millions into the project. You already make $2 million. A year, and you still won't. That ain't enough.
Did they finish the house? Did they say?
I think so. Yeah, He was sentenced to 41 months in prison, and they ordered him to pay a $34,000 fine. Oh, a separate hearing will determine restitution. Mm-hmm. I think they did finish the house.
Dang, because I was thinking of, they had a big-ass shell with just the wood and not even finished house. Yeah, but if they finish it, dang.
I mean.
Who gets it? I wonder who gets it if they do finish it.
They'll probably have to auction it off.
Yeah.
So they can get the money they can get the money back.
Dang.
Well.
He's fired.
Maybe. Maybe he could lie and say, well, nah, he's going to jail. He's
never
fired
getting
for sure.
A job around these parts.
He white.
He'll still get one.
Yep. He'll still get one. Yep.
He'll get a job.
He's black with the puh.
A CEO somewhere too.
He might get a political, he might be in the White House. Well, thank y'all guys for listening. L.
Yo.
Let everybody tell everybody where they can find your social media. Or do you want to tell us off mic too?
Nah, I want y'all to know. You can find me at L Murphy on Facebook. You can catch me in the Digital Studios podcast or the last episode here.
I'm gonna edit that one thing out. You know what it is.
The last episode.
Just Corey, welcome back. Where can they find you on social media?
Y'all can find me on social media at Corey Sin.
Did you keep them shades on the whole time?
Oh, I forgot about the shades.
I was back and forth, but you know, I'm on my BMAC right now. We exiting out, so y'all can follow me on Corey Sin
and you
social
can,
media platforms.
Oh yeah, my bad. And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. And check us out if you like to see the show on the Crux Media Group YouTube page. That's where you can see the visuals. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks you to my co-hosts. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Peace.